Boker Tov. Erev Shabbat Shalom to everybody. So first of all, this year should be Lifuato Shlema. I have a little cousin, Binyamin Chaim, Ben Esther and Lisheva, who just went through a big surgery, so Bezat Hashem should be Lifuato. Velirfuat betoch she'al chole amo yisrael amekini ratzon. So we are T-minus a little bit less than 2 weeks away from Yom Adin. It's a pretty scary thought. Now, I thought it would be a nice public service, since Baruch Hashem, I myself am zochet to be Baal Tokea, and I have a lot of friends and talmidim that are Tokei Mashtofa, Nachon Mikey? So, I've been to places where the Baalei Tokeim have been very good, and I've been to other places where Baalei Tokeim have been very not so good. So, you know, just like everything else in life. And I'm not only talking about technique. Technique is a different story altogether. There are ways to practice, and there are all sorts of things to do. But even more important than technique, or at least just as important as technique, is what, Mikey? Right? There's a lot of things. If you look in Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi in Shulchan Aruch, I tell everybody, if you don't learn Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi in Shulchan Aruch, don't touch a shofar. And for Slichot Vezez Besed, but for Rosh Hashanah, Bli Shulchan Aruch, at least without, you know, I'm not talking about the Sugyot and the Rishonim, Vezez, but Pshuto Kemashma'o. 590 in Shulchan Aruch, Ech Itka B'Shofar. So therefore, there are many mistakes that can happen. There are many things that require split-second judgments. That's why the Rama brings down, Mishnah Berurah also brings down, by the Ashkenazim, and some Sfaradim also, the Ben Ish Chai in Baghdad, there's something called Makri. You know what's Makri? There's a person who stands up by Ashkenaz. Tkia! Yeah, Shvarim Turav. Okay. The Minhag was, the Poskei Ashkenaz say that the Minhag is that the Makri is the Av Bet Din, the Posek of the town. Why? Because if there's mistakes, he's going to know how to paskin. You got to know. What do you have to do over? Sometimes you have to do over the whole Seder. Sometimes you don't have to do over at all. Sometimes there's too short, too long. All sorts of different things. Many, many different shitot among the Rishonim. This is one of the, without exaggerating, one of the most complicated, complex, very, very extreme sugiyot in Shas, where Rishonim go, you know, opposite ended. Sugiyah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beit, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. I just want to point out bullet points without getting too much. I know I usually go through the sugiyah, but just halakha lema'aseh, there's, I'm sure, a lot of Baalei Tokea. Last year, Baruch Hashem, I had the zechut. A lot of Rabbanim called me, going around to different Bate Knesset, Bate Midrash, in Queens and in Great Neck, testing the Baalei Tokeim. You know, there's a mitzvah that comes once a year. Last year was Shabbat, nachon. So yeah, last year was only midrabanan. But usually this is the only mitzvah ase mina Torah for the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, tkiya b'shofar. So, for hearing, when you hear what they know, what they do, technique, all sorts of stuff like that.
Only time shofar is mitzvah also.
Nachon. Besides for Yom HaKippurim Shel HaYovel, Amidei B'Din. Nachon. Mikol makom, in anata chas shalom, tell them you're good, you're not good. Tweak this, you know, change this, all sorts of
things. We had an afternoon slichot this past week.
No.
We didn't have a shofar blower.
No.
So we didn't blow. Everyone's looking around like end of the world.
Mimit. Yeah, anyway, because.
So I mean, announcements, I didn't know how to blow. So someone came in and blew at the end. But is that people.
Could have said that. No, top. Mikol makom. Well, Hashem said, Baruch Hashem. Almost all of Am Yisrael, Anashim, Benashim, Mataf, everybody's makpid, Baruch Hashem, to come to Bet HaKnesset. Although Nashim Turot, Mitkiat Shofar, they come, they try to listen, they try to, you know, it is a very emotional thing. It's Me'ored Telibavot. It's supposed to, the Rambam says himself, it's supposed to cause a person to sound of the Shofar. It's supposed to awaken a person to be Chozer B'Tshuva.
Is there so, the blower and his own shul?
Yeah, and the blower. Yeah.
What about the women who've been going for 3 years?
It doesn't have to be 3 years. Even one time with Kavanah to continue doing so. Okay, so the COVID was a different thing. Mikol makom, it's a good thing.
It's actually the first thing.
Huh?
During Rosh Hashanah, I had Corona and I was really sick.
Yeah.
People had to come to my house to build a shofar.
Hashem Yisrael. Hashem Yisrael. Yeah, people stood outside. They had all sorts of things. Hashem Yisrael.
That's actually the best davening ever.
No, it's certainly a very, very important mitzvah. And Zohar HaKadosh And the Talmud, by the way, speaks extensively about how the shofar Rosh Hashanah is so integral, besides for the mitzvah shebo, but that's what causes a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be Omid Mikisei Adin, Yosheva Kisei Rachamim. So it's a very, very important mitzvah, shouldn't be taken lightly. That's why we know the Tokeim and the Chazanim Rosh Hashanah were very makpid about who does. You don't just get any, you know, Joe Shmo or, you know, whatever. You have to take Ben Torah, Chacham, preferably, person who knows what he's doing. So, a few basic things, because, you know, just for practical purposes and for those who are blowing and standing next to them and those who are, you know, paskening the shilas, here we go. There are many different shitot. I'll tell you the different shitot as we go along practically how to do it. We know the tkiot, I'll talk about Sfaradim. According to the Sfaradim, the tkiot that we have on Rosh Hashanah are split into two. We have tkiot de miyoshev and tkiot de me'omed, which means altogether we have 101 kolot on Rosh Hashanah, right? The 100 regular ones, and then the tru'a gedolah basof, 101, bisim. Those 100 are split up into 30 and then 70. How so? There are different minhagim about this also. We don't do kedat manan shulchan aruch on this. We do kedat ari hakadosh in sha'ar hakavanot. What do we do? The first 30 kolot are the deoraita ones. And therefore, because there's sfikot we spoke about last year at great length, what exactly the chiyuv deoraita, right, is the gemara's mistapek, what kind of cry? Is it more of a weeping? Is it a moaning? Is it both? The Zohar HaKadosh and Avachai Gaon say they're both emet, they're both chay. Okay, b'seder. So therefore, the first 30 kolot, although according to Torah law, dry Torah law, how many tkiot do you need to hear on Rosh Hashanah? Nine. But because of the safek, the nine becomes 30. So, therefore what? How did those 30 play out?
The nine because it's three times and then before and after.
Three tru'ot, each tru'ah accompanied by a tki'ah, lefanim ve'achor, before and after, comes out to nine kolot, the nine, because we don't know what's a tru'ah. Is it tru'ah? Is it shvarim? Is it shvarim tru'ah biyachad? Lodin. Therefore, in order to be yotze kol safek, in order to get out of all sfekot, of what the Torah means over here, and some, according to some opinions, according to the Zohar HaKadosh, afilu lo safek. It's not a safek, ela, they're all emet. Mikol makom, we do 30 in order to be yotze Torah lo. How do we do that? We break it up. Tashrat, now I'm going to be using these acronyms. Tashrat is tiki'a. Shvarim, tiru'a, tiki'a. You do that three times. Ba'al tokea does three tashrat and takes a break. In a short break to catch his breath, the tzibur, you know, introverts a little bit, meditates a little bit, reads the tefillah with their eyes. That's also not good for the Baal Tokeh. It knocks all the wind in. Take, breathe, relax. You know, 90% of Tkiat Shofar technique, you know, it's 90% of the technique of Tkiat Shofar? Breathing. You know that? It's not just it's the breathing. How you breathe, the stamina, how you blow from the stomach. There's all sorts of different things. I went to shofar lessons. My father took me to, I remember, Alav Shalom, Rabbi Chizkil Abras. He was an elderly Iraqi Jew, and he was a master Baal Tokeh. He was from Baghdad. And he taught me when I was 9 years old. He taught me Tkiat Shofar. I never heard him. I heard him for years and years. Be Tokeh Shofar, never one slip up, ever. Wow. Not one. Not one mess up. Not one to get, you know, sometimes not one getting tired, nothing.
Any shofar or he had his own?
He had his own shofar or whatever, but he what do you think? Corked the shofar? You know? Aval, PC, PhD, no? No, PE, performance enhancing.
PED.
PED, yeah. Anyway, Mikol Makom, never one. He was elderly now. And when I learned by him, he was in his 80s already.
Wow.
Mamash, Kmo Yelet Katan, he was blowing. Mamash. But he taught me the breathing and the zachim. Mikol makom, sometimes you have to know how to deal with your lips. Your lips sometimes get numb. You have to practice. Your lips get numb. Your cheeks start hurting. There's ways to work. There's all sorts of things. Work out your lips. Work out your cheeks. Yeah. So all sorts of stuff. The shofar gets stuck. This is all technical. I'm not here for technical today. Technical, if you want to take lessons, teach anybody who wants. So, mikol makom. So you have tashrat, tashrat, tashrat. Then what do you have? Next set, tashat, 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 tkiah, shvarim, tkiah, break. a few seconds. Then karat, tarat, tarat. Okay, tkia, tu'a, tkia, break. Now, very important, by the tkiot miyoshev, the first 30 kolot, there's machloket, whether in tashrat, shvarim tru'a, whether there's supposed to be hefsek between the shvarim and the tru'a. Okay? Between the tkia and the shvarim, between the tru'a and the tkia, bevadai there's, you take a breath. You're not supposed to do it all in one breath. And if you did it all in one breath, machloket, da'at maran bistam yatza. Da'at maran bistam yatza. Aval mikol makom ze lo tov. You're supposed to be davka tkia to breath, shvarim tru'a, shvarim, whatever it is.
So when the Gemara says that whenever you combine it, it's as if it's like one, just sounds like one teruma, it's
yeah.
Not la'alaha.
There's a machloket, I don't understand it. It's machloket rashi, whatever.
But I thought that was, like it was one line. I thought, well, what's the machloket over there?
Whether it's l'chatchila or b'di'avad. Anyway, mikol makom, but by shvarim and tru'a, by miyoshev, we do not take a break. You stop. You pause for a millisecond as if you would take a breath, which means, Mikey, takshir, you go. The different people do different shvarim. Now, you go. Which means you don't want to go to. Why? Because then that's one kol.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that the kolot of shvarim utru'a are separated, but don't breathe. Pause for the amount that it takes to take a breath, but don't breathe. Evanta? How long does it take to take a breath? Kacha, yeah. Nechon? You saw what I did?
Yeah.
So now you have a separation between the shvarim and tura, and then before the tkia, once again take a breath and blow the tkia. Now.
And if someone breathes, we make baksirin?
So now, over there, since you have tkiot de me'omed befanecha, now the halacha is by tkiot de me'omed, the last 70, what do we do for the last 70? Now, there's three times in the silent Amida by Musaf that we blow shofar, three times again in the repetition that we blow, and then one more time in Kaddish, titkabam, nachon? For a total of, what do we blow? Tashrat, tashat, tarat. How much is that? We had 30 originally. Tashrat, tashat, tarat is 10. Times seven times is 70. Now, if you can make it by the other, you need three tashrats, no breath. So you can, it doesn't have to be in that. You can make it up later, Evanta. If you didn't do it later, you have to be machzirato. Now, the minhag is, Mikey will tell you, uyodato, right? Bachantiato. So he says, you have to make sure that by the first 30, you don't take a breath, but between shvarim and tru'a, the next 70 of me'omed, the minhag says, Maran, yes, take a breath. Yeah? So, even if you didn't take a breath, yetza. How do you take a breath? Quick. To kacha. Mamash. Very quick. Breath. Tach. Boom. You're not supposed to.
Longer break is
it's supposed to be as quick as possible. Now, don't breathe from your mouth, because if you breathe from your mouth, the shofar loses position. Every time the shofar moves on the lips, you have to recalibrate the sound. That's the way it works. When you're blowing, when you're in the middle of blowing and you have to breathe, technique dictates, not halacha, but technique dictates, breathe from the nose. Why? Because then you're going to lose, it's going to slip off, and you have to reposition, and then it's hard to get back the series that you were doing. So, now, how long does each shever have to be? Shvarim. We do, machloket, you can do more, but the minhag is to do three shvarim. No more. Now, I do it a little bit different. Watch. There's machloket rishonim. Rashi says it cannot be more than three tromitim.
Each shever.
Which means, according to Rashi, it's got to be real quick. Two tromitim. Two. Mamash katzar. Because once it hits three, according to Rashi, it becomes a tkian pasu.
Tosfot.
One second. It doesn't matter. According to Tosfot and the Rambam. V'chin da'at maran ha-shulchan aruch, b'yesh batra, da'at maran is that a shever is allowed to be from three until nine. More than that, it becomes a tkiyah, which means even if it's a little bit longer than three besedim. Maran Zichron Baruchah writes, although the Bet Yosef says the minhag is like Rashi to do a shever, two tromitin to be choshesh leda'at Rashi, our minhag once again is not like this Bet Yosef. In Bet Yosef Tavkutzad, he says.
Wow.
However, the minhag of the Sfaradim, not like the Bet Yosef, we do a shever of three or more. Three or more.
How does it hurt to do two less than three?
Doesn't hurt, but the minhag is to do three.
Oh.
Now, which means what? How long is three? Two. Now, How long is tutu? I time myself. Tutu, 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 right? Which you have a tutu, tutu in that too. Now, if you do it a little bit longer, lo nora until 9. How do I pace myself? How do I know it's 3? I make a tune in my shivin. Most people do it flat. Right? You go, tu, fine. How do I know that it's 3? I make a tune. Tu, understand? When you do toot, what are you doing? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just quick. Toot, that means it has a tu-tu-tu in it. Understand? That's how I learned from my Rebbe. Zekasher, kol ha-kolot ksherim. Whether you do a flat one. Some people, chabadnikim do toot, briskers, I'm sorry, not chabad. They go toot, 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 toot. They go, all of these things.
Just for shvarim?
For shvarim. I'm going to get to Truah.
Is that a problem to have this?
The mangina. Briskers also very makpid that the tkiah should be chalak. You know what that is? Flat. Kida'at aritba. What's that? No beginning, no end. To. Aval in alacha kin. The alacha is, Maran Zuchavra brings, alacha kida'at rambam in rover rishonim, as even sometimes, especially in the beginning of tkiah, sometimes goes, you know, until it like clears itself, or sometimes, you know,
the request is
machmir on that. The halacha is that it's pesul.
Pesul,
yeah.
Oh, that's not.
Aval ze kasher v'chen min hagenu. If you want to do a tkiah that has like a knach in it, you can't break it. But if you go some to ze kasher. The kasher, Maran Zichron Berachah, would do it like that also.
Seven.
Also as long as it's same call, there's no hefsek in the call. No. Kasher.
Call in same breath.
Same breath. You didn't break. You didn't take a break in the middle.
Your preference, I mean, you said that brisker like fat, but let's say not brisker.
Awesome. Yeah, that's Armin Hag.
So Armin Hag is you can ask.
You ever met a brisker Sfaradi? Yeah, so
anyway. Actually, there are some.
Anyway, mikol makom, Rabotai, listen carefully. So therefore. By the Shvarim, from 3 to 9 is the minhag. You go, do, 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 but don't breathe in the middle. You're not allowed to breathe in the middle of the Shvarim. Why? Because then, it's mafsik. Take a breath. The way I would do it, I go, do, 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 kacha. Or, do, you understand? Like that. Don't take a breath. From 3 to 9 is kashir. Now.
If you stop and you don't breathe, it just becomes more difficult, but halachically obvious is not an issue.
Yeah, as long as you didn't breathe, you weren't mafsik takon. Now, teruah, there are different. How long does a teruah have to be? Depends where it is. For tashrat, the teruah has to be 18 tromitim. For tashat,
I'm sorry.
The tkiah has to be 18 tromitim. Nachon, tkiah. Now, why to compensate for the shvarim and teruah? Why? Because each shevir is 3. 3 is 9. Teruah is also 9. So 9 and 9 is 18. Fine. How long does each tkiah have to be? By tashat and tarat, shvarim is 9. 3.
Is there a problem making 18 for all
no.
of them?
No. And shiur lemal. Now, here's the story. Listen carefully. Otpam. Tashrat, the tkiot have to be 18 tromitim.
Or longer.
Or longer. So as, longer. Now, the tashat... And tarat, tkiah has to be at least 9 tromitim. How much is 9 or 18 tromitim? Please listen carefully. Because this is, I've seen different shitot. Halacha, Agon Rav Mazuz is very machmir on this based on his father, the Ish Matzliach. But you know, it's a big chumrah. Now sometimes if you're blowing too long, it's chumrah de'ati ledekula. Why?
Because
the Baal Tokea, you only have, you know, in a specified amount of stamina. If you spend it all on chumrot v'chumrot and you're blowing until achi yitzat nishmato, as ma'asinu, you have to know the shiurim. I stand there with a watch. I don't look at it all the time. I know in my head. I take off my watch, put it in front of me on the teva before I start, and I'm watching the seconds hand, okay? And then I start. Takshivu tov, la'alacha u'ma'ase. This is the opinion of Agon Chamed Tzion in Or Letzion Chelek Dalet, and also it's brought by Agon Rabbi Ofir Malka. In his sefer,
he's the one who has the shadow to chuvot.
Nachon. Gaon gadol meod.
That's the halichot shabbat.
Halichot moed. So he has also halichot shabbat, but his Rav Reuven Elbaz's son-in-law, Gaon gadol meod. So he says they took sound machines. They went to a lab and they actually tested this. 18 tromitin, 18 tromitim, which is the longest tkiah that there is between 3.5 to 4 seconds. No more.
Not close to six.
Huh?
Not 5 or 6 seconds.
It's 3.5 seconds.
Wow.
3.5 seconds.
Long.
Huh?
Not so long.
Which means that if it's 9, it's half that. Which means what? It's between 2.5 and 3 seconds.
Oh, 18.
Some say it's even less. I'm sorry, 1.5 to 2 seconds. 1.5 to 2 seconds. Which means, here, ready? This is a tkiah lechumra for tashrat. Nah, I'm good. Watch. To tashrat.
That's it.
Understand? More than that is already chumra. Yeah. Now, Agon Rav Mazuz writes in his Yishma Tzliach, he writes from his father that 18 tromitin is 6 seconds. Chumra gdola meod, which means, which means that according to that, 9, half of that would come out to for tashat and tarat, 3 seconds. 3 seconds, lo nora. But sometimes you have to tell baalei tokim. Sometimes they don't, if they're especially if longer doesn't necessarily mean better. Longer just means that you're making yourself tired. You're wearing yourself down to the bone. Yeah? So you have to, you should write this down.
It's the base of this chumra of 6 seconds.
He had a Kabbalah from his father.
Anybody say if it's not 6 seconds, it's not Kashra?
Yeah, him. Rav Mazuz brought it from his father. They should say out. Now, listen to me. I'm telling you, lechumra. You want to be machmir, tashat and tarat, tki'ah for 2 seconds. Tashrat, 4 seconds. Zeu. That's it. Okay? You got what I'm saying? Now, there are certain situations. The last few seifim in Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi discuss all sorts of mistakes, slip-ups that come up, that may arise during the tkiot. It's complicated halachot. When to go back, when not to go back. It's highly, highly recommended for all ba'alei tuka'im, yachziru al zeh. Go over the halachot. If a person, a Baal Tokea, that doesn't, I don't know if he has to be mamash, you know it by heart, but at least doesn't go over the halachot and have a base in the halachot, asur lo litkoa b'shofan.
Which halachot?
Siman Tav Kuf Tzadi. You know?
The simple rule of thumb, if he's not sure to repeat it, are you losing?
You're not losing, but again, there
maybe
should
be unnecessary, but let's say it's a safek situation.
If there's a safek, you do it. Say that. There are also other people. Now, don't forget, according to Rashi, not only is the Shvarim different, Teruah is different, Shvarim is different, there's also Tkiah is also different. Some people do Tkiah de Rashi after the Tfilah. Chametz Tzion said he used to do that in Torah Yosef. No, Manan Zalman Ha did not do it. Huh?
What is that?
Rashi has a totally different Shita in the length of Shvarim Utkiah, and therefore the length and the pattern of all the Tkiot changes somewhat. Also Lechumra. So many people, they do that. Briskers also do that after the tefillah. They do tkiyot derashi. And that's it. Yedei safek. But our minhag is not to do it. Rabotai, listen carefully. There are 3 different shitot in how I told you how to blow. A tkiyah, a shvarim. Now, in terms of blowing a teruah, there are 3 different shitot or 3 different techniques about how to blow a teruah. The first thing we'll talk about is, we'll call it teruah ashkenazit. Right? Which is the 2-2-2. Right? That's, you put the shofar on your lips, and then it's done with the tongue. You go, right, it comes out, fine. That's one. Many, many Sfaradim, Maran Zichron Baracha, also did it like that. We just call it Teruah Ashkenazit, but
they all do that.
Huh? Yeah, all Ashkenazim do it like that. Then, there's something that's called the Teruah Chalabit and Irakit. Chalabim and Irakim do the Teruah a little bit different. What do they do? They don't do tut tut tut. They do something that sounds more like a lululu. Lululu. Huh? It's also done with the tongue, but it's like a tkiah. You go, instead of going every time, you go. So it comes out like. Right? It sounds like that. Huh? That's the minhag of Chalabim and Irakim. Temanim do a little bit different. This is called a UUU. Maze. They blow like a tkiah, a straight tkiah. They don't do anything with their tongue, but they actually vibrate the shofar. Yeah, they go, they put it on, they go, and now when they shake the shofar, it comes out like that.
What's their shiver?
To
Kara.
Yeah.
Kara is back there blowing, they can't shake the shofar.
להלכה ולמעשה, מנן זכון לברכה, אין חמן ציון. They both write להלכה. All of these are kasher. All of these things are kasher. All of these things have masoret. Why? Because at the end of the day, what is the Teruah supposed to resemble? It's supposed to be yelala, a whale, right? Which is like a fast-paced cry. The Gemara says, usually, when a person, especially a child, how does a child begin crying? Slow cries, right? Like moans. And then what? When he gets worked up, what happens? You know, so you watch children. It's very interesting. When they get worked up, sometimes you know how they lose their breath when they're crying. You know, that's the diaphragm. The diaphragm jumps. Like that. That's yelala. You know, that's you have to calm them down, whatever. You know, sometimes even when they try to calm down, they're still like hiccuping in the middle of a cry. You know what I'm talking about? That's yelala. That's the way a person cries. So, huh? Shtabach Shem al Baruch Hashem, Shem Yisrael. Yeah? Not for them to cry, but, you know, it's kids. Kids cry.
Even with Aver or adults also same thing. Adults don't cry as much, but when they do, it's the same thing.
Yeah, that's the Gemara discusses the progression of how is it crying in Persian? Yeah. All of these three things, the tu-tu-tu, lu-lu-lu, or you-you-you, the Ashkenazit, Halabit, or the Temanit, kulam yatsu, they all resemble cries, that's all fine. That's why the same thing by the Shevir. The Shevir is supposed to be like a moan, like a groan, nechon? So whether you go tu-tu-tu, or you go tu-tu-tu, or if you go tu-tu-tu-tu, like whatever it is, they also resemble some sort of a cry, and therefore all of these things, any of those masorot are kashir. Now again, you can't make up your own thing. It doesn't work like that. You have to have some sort of masorot from your rabbi. That's the way, you know, these things work. Mikon makom, if you hear a person doing that, kashir. I have a person ask me today, I'm going to hear tkiot by Chabad, and they do it different. Machpatli, they do it. So kashir. It's all kashir. As long as it's, you know, in the realm of what there is a tradition for masorot, the besedin. So that's with regards to tkiat shofar. There are many, many more halachot. And like I said, the Baal Tokeh has to be proficient. And you know, he has to be even more proficient than the Baal Tokeh, the Rav. It has to be, every Minyan Rosh Hashanah should have some sort of, you know, rabbinic leadership in order to...
If it's not Rosh Hashanah, you don't need a rabbinic figure in the Minyan.
Vadai, sorry. I'm saying...
I'm asking seriously. Is there a requirement for there to be someone who is a rabbinic figure, or someone can just know halakhic parameters?
And for what?
Just to be in the Minyan. To have a Minyan. Rosh Hashanah
or in general? Machpatli. You have 10 Jews joined together. Sheet palenu, machpatli. I'm saying... Some people like to go to places where there's no Rav. What day? Mazeh?
No, I want to know because...
Al tagid klum, takshiv tov. Al tagid. Don't say names or anything.
Okay, no. With the COVID, there's a lot of minyanim going around.
Yeah.
People decided, decided they're going to make minyan because they didn't want to go to Bet HaKnesset. So somebody said, oh, I know how to go with trumpet and I know how to play drums. Let me play shofar. And he blew shofar. So is that your tip? Is there a requirement?
Mechalel Shabbat b'Faresia?
That's a whole
shayla,
like, what constitutes that?
Just because you know how to play a trumpet doesn't mean you're...
No, but during Corona, I thought during Corona, this is a chidush, by the way. During Corona, there was no such thing as Mechalel Shabbat Faresi anymore. Because no one's Faresi anymore. Everyone's Vetsina.
It was the first time in the history of Seder Zillah that all the bars in Tel Aviv were closed.
No, but I'm saying the guy...
Isn't that sad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to send this in order for that to happen? I remember... You remember when it happened? Called the first Shabbat, the whole Israel and every... No. By Yakhel.
No, it was not.
Everything, the first Shabbat, that everything was shut down. It was by Yakhel. Lo teva'aru esh b'chol moshavotechem b'yom Shabbat katuv shem.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. No, Kitisa was para. That was the first... In America, that was the first Shabbat that shuls were closed.
Yeah.
The next week is when the whole world was completely shut down. That's by Yakin, the week after.
Kitisa was the first, right after
Shivata. He says,
I heard the para that year, during Kitisa.
Yeah, Kitisa, there were a lot of shuls on the fence, you know, to close, not to close. There was a lot of, the week right after. So, Shem Yerachem Yatsi.
In a case of when you got minyan, or in this case, the Kuv Minyanim, if you're davening by yourself or you don't have a Sefer Torah, you have no Indian to read the Chumash for the Parsha.
Okay, נכון, יש בזה משהו. טוב, רבותיי, that's with regards to תקיעת שופר. Do me a favor. In all your מניינים, make sure. If בעל תוקע, מנוסה, person who's been Torah, person who's לומד הלכות, person who's, you know, he's an advocate of the ציבור. פחד מוות, you know what I'm saying? Can you imagine a person has a life and death trial, and the guy goes up there, he's not even a lawyer, and he doesn't know what he's saying, and he starts speaking to the judge, and he says, שטויות. What are they going to do? The guy's going to, the defendant's going to die, and the lawyer's going to get punished. מה עשית? אלא מה? If to get a...
What do you do in a situation where they're blowing the shofar, and then, like, something happens, and he doesn't come out?
Happens a lot.
There's no one else that can blow in the minyan.
Happens a lot. Happens. Shulchan Aruch, there's cases that Amma brings down. The satan is very mekatrig. The satan, mamash, there's ba'alei tuk'im that practice the perfect, and comes Rosh Hashanah. This is a very beloved mitzvah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the satan jumps in and tries whatever he can do to mess it up. Yeah, also. So there's certain people who used to whisper certain psukim into the shofar to open it up, yinoam, and all sorts of stuff like that. You're not supposed to, it's safe.
The quality of the shofar is how nice it sounds.
No.
End of the day, it's a yalala.
No, sometimes it doesn't come out.
Sometimes
it doesn't come out.
A child who cries over there doesn't cry good.
Sometimes, Pashut, I've seen this happen also, miskin. The guy's, he's very good. Pashut, mash kore, miskin. Ez gusha, ze miskin, gamkin.
How long does he have to go
for a person to be ashamed like that in public? Oof, ez a kaparat avonot, atzum.
Which is on purpose.
No, I'll tell you something. I already told me. Alo, takshiv ata. So he says, gushkon. No, that's gush. Anyway, rabotai takshiv. In Nevardik, they used to have, gotta go, but Nevardik, their shitav musar, the Nevardik shitav musar, the altar of Nevardik, he says that they, in order to work on the midot, he expected his Talmidim to go out and publicly shame themselves all the time.
Intentionally?
To break the guidance. That was their shita. To intentionally humiliate themselves in public to break their midat agava. Slobodka had a different shita, all sorts of different shitot. So what did they used to do? They used to send them to stores to ask for all sorts of random things that they don't sell there. They used to send them to the pharmacy and ask for underwear. They would break themselves into afar to break their midat agava. That was the shita in the Vardik. Right. That's what happened on there. So different yeshivot and different drachim and different shitot. Kol echad, you know, this is shiv'im panim natura. That was their shita. Anyway, mekol makom, you're not supposed to do it. I don't know if our shita necessarily. You say in the morning, v'at avienu lidechet, v'lo lidearon, v'lo lidensayon, v'lo lidevizayon. Nechon, ze lo tov. But if it happens, the Ramak writes in Tomer Devoram, you know, says b'ferush, that we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, if you have a gzirah on Michas Shalom, that I'm supposed to get yisurim, what are you supposed to ask for? Busha. Lama? Because over there, there's no bitul Torah. There's no bitul tefillah. There's no illness. There's no financial.
And how you react depends whether you got kapara
or not. Well, even if you didn't react the best, busha itself is a... Busha is a mikveh tahora. Mamash like a mikveh. When a person's mitbayesh.
In a case where someone is...
That doesn't mean, oh, I want to be Mzakeh Mikey, so I'm going to go shame him publicly. As soon as it.
The
farmer made
the
bracha,
he couldn't get a sada.
No.
I jumped in, I finished the third
tequila. Matei Ephraim discusses
it. I was feeling embarrassed for the guy.
No.
What should I have done? Should I have jumped in and embarrassed the guy?
First of all, la halacha. Do you make another bracha or not?
No.
Were you there for the bracha?
Yeah.
If they had to go call you from a different place that you didn't hear the bracha, should make a bracha again. If you didn't, if you heard the bracha, no. Let's say they had to go call somebody else from somewhere else, and he didn't hear the bracha.
But the meyushav or not the
meyushav. Besed, I'm talking about over here in the beginning. He didn't blow anything.
Okay.
So now, if you're jumping in, give me. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Even because of the mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you. Chas v'shalom, you're gonna do sekila serefa herik v'achinek on the guy. Ten lo. No. Give him a minute or two. Let him. You know, sometimes you have to get your composure. Besed. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people, I've been in situations like that. When that happens, You have to tzat tzichin. Don't look at the guy. Don't, you know, look away. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, the thing to do over there, when a person's misken bebusha, mayasu, what are you supposed to do? Do, you know what I'm saying? Don't look, don't focus. Make him feel like nobody cares. You know what I'm saying? Chas shalom. You're going to make him more pressured, mayasi. Give him a minute or two, shamata. Give him a minute to catch his breath, regain composure. If he tries again, biyatza, matov manayim. Doesn't come out, he'll say himself. You don't have to tell him. He'll understand himself, move away, ask for help. You go.
Even the Chazan in the middle of
18
is able to continue.
It happens. You know what I'm saying? We're human beings. Stuff happens. Manasot. Tov. Rabotai, we'll stop here for a moment and go on to Parasha.
But no, what is that?